getting ready for the week. And
what?
I'm brushing. Right now.
Oh.
You said it's important. When?
What?
When?
Well, I'm gonna let you know when.
How will we know?
I have to tell you something.
How will we know?
Yeah, because they're gonna let you know. I said that, you know, I'm gonna tell them that my credit has a freeze on it, your credit has a freeze on it.
Your credit always has a freeze?
Always. For 7-8 years now. So, yeah. I have a credit. So when I lease a car, I tell them for 24 hours, I have to call Experian and TransUnion, and I have to tell them
so to unfreeze my credit. Even if you have bad debt, it wouldn't show up in your credit, because it's frozen.
You don't have any bad debt.
Not yet.
Well, you will, yeah, but you don't have it now, so...
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that and what you were going to do.
It's unbelievably beautiful. So I want to make an offer. But I would want you to see it first. And,
you'll get it. Why would I see it if you don't know if you'll get it if you make the offer?
Because I'm not going to make an offer unless you're interested. That's why.
But why don't you do the offer and then you show me pictures?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, but I think you could see it Thursday morning. Gail said she'll take you over there to see it.
Well, we won't have time.
No, we will. If you can get there early. She's not eating till later, and we're not eating till later.
Harrison isn't getting there early, he said.
Well, maybe it pays for you to take an Uber to Aunt Gail. She'll take
you, and then
I'll pick you up, all right? I'll meet you over there if you want.
That was so nice of her to help.
And then I can show you the other one in Port Washington, and then you can tell me what you can compare them.
A lot. I thought it was make or break. Thank you so much.
So you'll come in with an Uber on Thursday?
No, but I have to go.
Well, then how are you going to see it? Aunt Gail says if you don't see it, she's not going to make the deal because she says you're not going to go through all this.
So you're the one paying. You're the one paying.
He says he doesn't want it.
What would be there that would dissuade me from from being homeless? Like, is it so bad that it would be worse than being homeless or? I mean, no one got it.
You say, I really don't. This is ridiculous.
I know.
Don't you want to see where you're living?
I didn't even know about it until...
But you're going to have to cooperate in this process. Like, you're going to have to get a credit check. You're gonna
credit check.
Like, if I ask you for something, you have to give it to me. You can't have an or about it.
You didn't tell me that. Yeah, but my credit isn't.
Well, it will be when we pay the rent at the Williamsburg one.
What?
It will be when I pay the rent.
Oh. Well.
Alright, you mull it over, okay? I have to hang up. I'm going to see Nani now, alright? Alright, love you. Bye-bye. Love you.
I don't know.
We're actually not going to be going
to Brooks
after all because
it's quiet.
Because
they're away.
Brooke invited her mother and her mother's family over, and Joe doesn't want to go.
Oh, so she made up with her.
I think she has been sort of.
Oh, so we weren't uninvited. It's our decision.
Right.
Oh, that's disappointing. I was looking forward to telling Anthony about this podcast.
I know. There were certain options, like, well, you can still call him.
I will, maybe.
There were certain options where, we were going to go, they were going to go earlier, and then we were going to come later.
That happened the first Christmas I went there in 2018. I think that happened. I don't know if
I don't know if the mother
was actually even there, but I know the grandparents were there in the beginning.
Something like that.
No, yeah, it was really nice. That was the only time I met the grandparents. They were in and out, so it was fine.
So I just wanted to tell you that, but I made arrangements to go two different restaurants, one at 1 or one at 3:30, so we'll make a decision.
But why did the house get off the... Come on.
Oh, well, it's not... Okay, what happened is...
Gail was so ready.
We're going to see it tomorrow. Yeah. And then...
Is it still on? Like, even if we don't go?
You gotta listen. The woman said to Gail that, if he doesn't have
income,
he's living there, it's gonna be a problem. So Gail said...
Wow.
But that's
no
not
kidding.
What I was told that if the mother buys it, puts the son's name on it, that it would be okay, and they both have good credit. So the woman was backtracking what she said.
I feel bad at such issues. The employment. I had no idea the employment was like that, though. Because, like, why couldn't you just do it and nothing in my name? Why couldn't you do with the... What? But if Harrison signed it with you instead of me.
No. You have to understand something.
What?
Co-ops are very different than condos.
But, like, if Harrison did it.
Well, let me just finish it.
Why? I don't know.
Let me explain to you.
No, but I feel like I'm such an issue. Like, I already had a rough day.
They told Aunt Gail that it was going to be okay.
They backtracked you, so they lied. They lied. As you could see, I'm used to that all the time in my dealings with real estate.
Aunt Gail got really curious, all right? So she called...
Furious and curious? Wow. She went to hell and back from it.
But they haven't gotten back to her.
Or
they may not before tomorrow.
She's such a shark in her field.
So we don't really know the outcome yet. But it's, so then...
Yeah. Thank you. I guess I'll text you.
I started looking at condos and other rentals.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, even renting is a problem. And I think the only reason you got the apartment in Brooklyn was, number one, I was the guarantor, but apparently in 3 years things have changed. And if you're a guarantor in a co-op, it's not...
Oh, that's insane. I wouldn't have burnt every bridge here until we knew all this.
I'm also looking at condos.
I don't get why you couldn't do something with Harrison's name, and then is it because...
Because it doesn't work like that. You
need why?
The social security, your name is on the door, you can't
Well, what if he like move? What if we put a room, like a small room with his stuff? So the way I get, if I had a job, it would be mailed to your house. If I live like around you, so like, what do you? Why wouldn't we?
Well, the thing is, if there's more than.
No, just do it under Harrison's name with you.
All that would have to happen is if someone.
You make things complicated.
Well, it's a very.
Me and him get confused all the time. Like.
They can throw you out.
Really? So you lose your investment? You lose your investment? Oh, well, we'll never get something if you don't want to.
In a co-op, you don't own the property.
It's too bougie. That's not good, because I burn bridges.
But I'm not, like, worried, because we have some time, and I'm going to really...
Yeah, me either, because I could... It would only get more negotiating here, and this place lies in how they say even if guarantor said on my contract that even if it's changed... No, the law is... A guarantor is not added if material change, including pricing, and it went up 400% with the increases as well as the amount of time on the lease. So this lease, definitely the guarantor thing is bogus, but I don't know about your thing. It sounds so complex.
I think the only reason you got it, honestly, is because
the timing.
Harrison was vouching for you, and that
you sure?
To help a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're also giving really good deals, and they were asked, like Sammy asked him twice or three times that day that I met them if he knew of anyone else. He could tell I probably didn't know of anyone else. But,
who are you talking about?
Sammy was trying to get more referrals like that day, so they seemed really thirsty to bring in people around COVID.
Yeah.
But then it exploded the second vaccines came out.
Sort of brainstorm and see what else.
Do you think I'm
receiving any income at all in any way?
Well, it's tricky because, like, it's really strange how, like, it could look based on transactions from the last 3 years that I could just be called an alternative investment trader and it. But really, I broke even on most of the things. I just had so many assets in which over the years. So even though I'm not paying taxes, I could say to a building, given my financial, the part-time income, I can afford more than that in the rent. And as
Well, wait,
it's for $600,000. So what is this in? I don't even get the hell. Like, aren't you paying all up front? You're not?
It doesn't matter, even if it's a cash buy. It doesn't matter.
Why? Why would my income matter if you pay the whole
thing? They want to know the person living there has an income. It's just a rule. It's a rule.
Yeah, but wouldn't yours be able to cover the maintenance?
Yes, I have plenty of income to vouch for it.
Yeah.
So Gail is not satisfied.
It almost sounds like some of these condos or co-ops trying to, like, push people away almost. I don't know. Like, one half. It sounds like they don't look highly upon people who aren't working and, like, of, like, a younger age. And, well, anything.
Well, the good thing is I called a lawyer.
Like, an old person who's sick.
I did call a lawyer.
A lawyer?
He said if they. Well, a real estate lawyer. And he said
who?
If they structure it a certain way that is an agreement to them, you can do it, but you have to.
You're burdening me with, I really, like, what, if this was, like, the only thing going for us.
Well, it's not over yet, and then Joe
it's
found
so
some
much headache, I feel bad.
Joe found some condos, other condos, which are real property, which is different, and if I get one of those, that's in Great Neck or Garden City.
I know, you were so excited about this place, how you said it was so gorgeous.
Beautiful. It was.
No wonder they don't want me to.
Joe said he found some condos, and condos don't have...
But I feel like you only wanted to buy because it was such a... Like, the same way I felt that this place was, like, more money, obviously, than any of the other options. But I really fell in love with the walk-in and just the...
the way you're in it, if you're in it all day, people want a lovely place. And I, so yeah, I guess I understand the calling of the lawyer, but God, like, there's no way it could be said to have a misstep that, oh, I actually do have any, like, why can't you say I work for you? I don't, like, taxes?
Because
or,
they need to have tax returns that you worked for me, pay stubs, all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I do have investment income, but I don't know.
Well, why did you file a 1099 with Santo then, if you had income?
Well, no, because I literally just told you they were, like, all break even, so, like, I have income into my account, but it's not, like, taxable income.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, maybe you could ask him what he could do.
Who? The lawyer?
No, the accountant.
Who? Santo?
Yeah, if he could write something that your income from your investments is a certain amount of money.
You think that? Yeah, I mean, you want me to get the letter of approval that is going to get the building? I didn't even know.
Well, you need to show an income. They want my income for the year, like my tax return.
It's so much hard. Yeah, like, the problems, like, they never stop. And how, like, because that, like, what you, like, it almost seems like not worth it to buy. Like, it's, no, it seemed not worth it to buy if it wasn't as beautiful as the place that you, like, I don't get, like, it seems like,
well,
it's a waste of money if
it's
not,
not
that good.
It's not over, but
I don't think we should definitely get a place to buy, like, if it's not, like, great. You know, I don't know.
Oh, I know, but I mean, nothing's gonna be awful, but this one.
No, I'm not saying awful. Good. No, it's just it seems so avoidable because you're paying outright. Like, it just sounds like the same type of thing that happened to you and Harrison in the city. Like, there
sort of, yeah.
It feels the exact same way.
Harrison had income, and he had to show the income, too.
Well, no, I'm not saying it was the same in income. I'm saying they didn't like that I'm a young person who isn't working, and even though you're paying, so it's like, that condo didn't want you guys, because, like, it wasn't in their demographic of what they, they're like, they curate their population, because they treat it like a WeWork
or
a company.
To do that at these co-ops.
I don't get how it, like, all these sick Draco places are the only nice ones. Like, it's insane.
Well, it was a beautiful place, but it's not out of the running completely. But
it sounds
letting
it.
You know.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have to. So I made reservations.
Oh, that makes so much more sense.
And one of them for 3:30. So we can maybe we'll go to the 1 o'clock when.
It's never good news, but I know you're trying.
But you have to come in because I have to go over some stuff with you anyway, so.
What?
I have to go over some stuff with you.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be looking at this great place, and now it's, like, back to that sick paperwork, and, like, it's, like, horrible.
Well, how do you think it is for me, wasting all this time, if it doesn't
work? Well, I didn't realize it was so much time. You didn't tell me a word, and I only get communication through Harrison. But you didn't even, like, tell me. Like, you told more you don't want to use him in the way that I could actually get it in such a term, but you'll have him, like, do the annoying part, but, like, not actually out. Seems a waste.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because, like, if you just did it with him and I... Like,
no, you can't do that, Alex. You can't. You can't do that.
Wait, so they could kick you out and you lose... Why wouldn't they just kick everyone out and take their investment in that case? And that sounds
the
like a good business.
The people that are on the roster has to be the one.
How do they know?
The
they do. It's like a cult? They do visits?
No, they see what mail comes in.
I don't get mail. What?
Yeah, but you will be getting mail.
I don't get... If your whole basis for it is mail, I've never gotten mail a day in my... Because I don't put addresses... If I have to do something, it's
well,
telling
me. Well, also, there's an interview that you have. With
yeah, I know. Why doesn't Harrison do it? I don't get why.
Like, because he's not the one that's going to be living there.
No, so you're saying, like, those people would see me in the building, going in that room, and never
yes,
see him.
And then
It's so, but like, where are these people lurking? Oh, so like neighbors interviewing? It's by, well, I wouldn't have passed that interview anyway because I have Aspie, but like Harrison could at least fake it a little because he's happily working. No, but if they're gonna dub it on like someone who doesn't have income and stuff, then like it sounds like they're not accepting everyone. So the interview sounds like it would have been the pretty big part as well. So no, it doesn't sound like a shoo-in to have passed an interview. I'm sure I wouldn't have. I don't get any of the interviews. I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm gonna look at condos now because condos.
It's not the same
as a co-op.
Right. Wait. But I thought you had such an issue with the condo in the city, or was that a co-op too?
No, that was a co-op also.
Oh, then co-ops are nasty.
Yeah, they are. They're not real property. You own shares in a corporation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so strange. It's not real.
So
it's like Bitcoin. Like,
now.
It's literally Bitcoin. You own the idea of something that exists, but you don't own anything.
But the thing is that
that's so stupid.
I'm only gonna do it
but
with
the place
condos.
On
the... If I do it with condos,
condos. I'm sure they're not as nice.
They tend to be a little bit more money, but you know,
more expensive and not as nice. Exactly. Yeah, I guess fingers crossed for this, but yes, wow, Gail was upset. Not much to thank now, but
she was really upset too because she said, "How could they do that after they told me that you could do this?"
Like what? I'm like, if a superior found out and changed it, or
no, the realtor for the building said it to her, so she said, "But you told me."
But then, like when the realtor brought it up to someone, like they obviously said something. Out of authority, too.
But Gail followed up directly with the management company, so we'll see, but she has...
Yeah, it's strange that, like, it's literally Gail's profession, and it's, like, so hard still.
Well, I'm not giving up. I mean, you know, there's other things to do.
Because, like, she didn't help you with
the
one
in
call.
And I filled out the application because you were so uncooperative the other night for the Port Washington apartment. That's still pending. But they also said something about the income to me.
Wow.
So I said, well, my name is...
You're doing so... You really are... You're wasting so much time for me, and I'm ungrateful and helpless.
Well, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow for a nice dinner.
Feel bad.
Either 1 or 3:30.
Feel bad for you, for me.
Yeah.
Interesting news, but not really any good news. Not at all. But I...
It's not bad news.
It's such a different thing than, like, what did we say about too good to be true? But,
it was really a nice place, but we'll find other nice
places. And you saw it, like, I just heard about it, but, like, now it sucks when you, like, physically fall in love with a situation or something. Because it wasn't like you even saw pictures, like, seeing it in person, but, it's... Really not, I don't know. I don't know if I would have passed the interview, but,
the interview you'll do fine. You're a CPA.
No, that seems like it's, like, the least important part, but, like, I didn't realize all these people were so picky, like, because it's not, like, rent or anything where, like, it's a lot of money and you might, like, because what would the maintenance be? It would be, like, 1% at most over a period
under
of time.
Under $600 a month.
That's literally, it's 1/1000th of the amount, and they're ending on that. It sounds like a personal thing. They think like someone's like, well, what? It doesn't seem like it could possibly be a money thing, but that's the reason they gave, so. Yeah, no, because you have more than enough money, and they didn't care here at all, as long as you would guarantee her. Sammy's like, that's completely fine if she does it, but I don't know.
Well, we just gotta find a place like that. That's it. Like someone who's gonna not take it. You know,
I know so little about it, and like I just keep getting crushed by everything that... I shouldn't have assumed that this would be the one thing going right. Like, it was such good news yesterday that... And you just wanted to share it with me. you obviously can't do something without telling me. So it wasn't like you could like withhold telling me till we, because it just came up. So, and you, like, you're wasting all your days doing it. So we both are working back and forth and getting nothing out of it. But it could be worse.
All right, don't be down. We'll be others. I'm not depressed about it. There's
other ways. I am, because I just found out. But.
Yeah.
How long have you known? You just found out?
Like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I was typing such nice things, but not really.
Well, first I found out that the realtor wasn't calling them back about looking at
so
it.
So you knew since and last. You knew I since last night.
No, this is this morning.
Oh, so you thought we were good from last... Yeah, I guess.
And then Gail says, oh, let me call her. And then Gail said she wasn't calling her back. And then Gail goes, oh, she said that if your son, if her son is going to live in the place and he doesn't have any income to show, it's not going to go well.
Wow.
It's going to be... So then she says, but she said that it could be done that way. And she says, I know the board's not going to let you. She goes, how could you say that? You told me that it could be.
Yeah.
So then Gail decided to just contact them on her own in writing.
Oh, wow.
So she sent them an email, so we'll start.
It's almost like getting, like, rejected from LinkedIn. Like, you're submitting approval of people. You don't know if they'll be sympathetic or, like, such a shot in the dark at that point. But I just feel like there are people who, like, could be fastidious and be set in ways. And it seems... It seems more or less like co-ops or WeWork type in Corp. Like, they just... They have... It's the way, like, boards fire CEOs when they think... When it's such groupthink and they feel one person goes again. I clearly don't work with that people, which is why I don't do well in accounting. But really, like, people who, like, demand, like, only perfection... It has to be cookie cutter perfect, or in their view, but or it's complete. But I don't know. Like, I guess it's a high risk thing, but they're doing so well that good money, $600,000, is not. No one's strapped for cash. That money can't really buy anything anymore. It's crazy. But, well, nothing really nice, I guess.
Well, it's not over. It's not over. There's other buildings.
Yeah.
There's condos.
No, I know, but it's so weird because it's so similar to the problem you had. Different, but similar to with Harrison. That.
Yeah, but with Harrison's, I had to pay for an application that was like $1,500.
Really?
I had to hire a lawyer. I had to get all my documents.
It seems like they just would rather make more money with the application.
And then they said, you're not
accepting. Months. So you thought it was all good for months.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you had like trauma after that, like a little bit. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would too. I do for this. Sorry.
Let me go to the condo.
Craig Mars.
Charlie a condo and she put it in her name and then he lives there because it's a condo. But it's in Mount Kokomo and I don't think you're gonna like living there because it's
no, wait, don't buy condos in Ronkonkoma, that's retarded.
I don't think that.
I would be further from visiting you and Nani than I am
well,
right now.
I'm not considering that. I'm only considering things around here. So
there's not much.
Condos,
yeah.
And I'll get back to you, all right? Don't despair.
That's like bad news in the other direction, like. I've been trying to avoid scams, clearly, and stuff, and, like, this is why I was, like, driven to fringes, because I thought, like, salespeople or people involved in, like, resources of managing humans, I don't know, I thought they had, like, bad intentions or were trying to, like, harm, like, autistic or, like, weird people that didn't conform, or not harm, but just exclude so much that they, like, wither or die, or, I don't know, but... Then the hack thing, it's like, no, like, HR people are nice. They have to keep out derelicts. And maybe that is with this, that they want a higher class of people. And they want people who are working at Citibank, not people who can't even get a job at Chipotle or So it seems.
But. Believe it or not, if you had a job at Chipotle and you were making good money, that would be fine.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter where you work. You just have to have the income. To cover the expenses.
No, it doesn't seem like it's about the expenses at that point. Because, like, you're paying... It would be a thousandth of what you shell out to them to not own any property. And if you, it's you're paying people to let you live in their very nice high rise. It's kind of like the Hiddleston movie, but it really is like pyramid scheme. You like on the grand, but like boring you to death. Yeah. You own shares, and they kick you out. But you lose your share. So you cash out if you want to sell. I guess it's way easier to get liquid from it if you do want to cash out than having to sell a house.
No, you only cash out if you
die.
If you sell it. That's it. You have to sell it when you're not ready to leave.
Someone still has to buy it. So you can't leave unless someone buys it.
It was in the New York Times a long time ago, where people were having really hard times with their co-ops, where they didn't like the people living there. Like it was a woman and her
son.
Single woman, and then her mother was ill, so she had her mother with her, and she was taking care of her. Then she had her mother's boyfriend move in, so there were three people there, and then they said, well, she only bought it, so... people living in that apartment now.
But why do they care that much?
How does three people living in one bedroom apartment?
But how does it affect people outside the apartment other than having to like be plumbed? Other than excessive plumbing and energy usage. Why? No, but it sounds way more draconian than reasonable, but what do I know? I don't know anything.
Let's stop talking about it because I've already been on the phone with this phone.
Well, you just told me, so I'm just hearing it. That's the issue that I see HR people as that, and I made it my job to know as little. I made it my job to know as little about HR as possible, and it led to me losing the seven.
It has nothing to do with HR.
No, it's like management.
No, it doesn't. Just look
it's
it
a pyramid scheme.
Look it up.
No, it's not real estate.
All right,
wait. So it's bad news. So hang up early. Let me check something. Because I'm here for life. I'm so dope, brilliant, and so uptight. Once upon in the time, like lemon and lime, I'm so mellow. Hello, I'm a bitch and a brime. Oh, swine in a small town nestled between the pages of Selinger's novel and the shadows of the Poe Macabre tales. There lived a boy named Oliver. Oh, Oliver was an introspective soul, forever lost in the labyrinth of his own thoughts. Oh, one fateful evening, he found himself in a dimly lit theater, watching Tarantino, a movie that would forever alter his course of existence. As the credits rolled, Oliver felt a strange sensation wash over whole. The world around him blurred and found himself transported into multiverse of unimaginable dimensions in this twisted realm. And he discovered his father, who had long been lost to him, was trapped in another dimension held captive by the malevolent force of the 9/11 averse. Determined to save his father, Oliver embarked on a perilous journey through the multiverse. Along the way, he encountered bizarre creatures and faces, unimaginable challenges each dimension, and traversed with either 11 and a 7 was a reflection of his own fears and desires, a story of mirror of his innermost thoughts. Meanwhile, oh, you don't want this, why do you pretend you do? Back in Oliver's home, his universe's friends began to notice a change unbeknownst to Oliver. They had started in using his jokes without his permission, polluting his memory, woke, and diluting his unique voice. This betrayal left him feeling isolated and misunderstood, as if his very essence was being stolen from him. Evanescence, yo, and desperate to find his place in this world, face no, Oliver took on a series of jobs. However, his refusal to conform and his unabashed advocacy for neurodiversity challenged his employers. One boss, who wore a yarmulke and provided to be true schmuck, fired Oliver for his public displays of idiosyncratic behavior. As rumors spread, people began to wonder about Oliver's true nature. Some accused of him of being pedophile, others questioned his gender identity and sexuality. Oh, defile. The weight of these accusations encrusted Oliver's spirit, leaving him questioning his own worth and place in society. Here, despite the hardships, he welches gray-faced Oliver, young to try to hurt to prove himself in the world, but no matter how much he longed to show his true self, no one would hire him. Fearful of the rejection, he hid behind the mask of conformity, breaking his mother's heart in the process. Is it that they don't search for you, they don't detect that time? Both, little did he know that his mother's ex-girlfriend, and a tragic twist of fate, had accidentally poisoned her with the weed brownies, making them for a harmless trait. That's true, but in the end, Oliver realized that the facades of conformity were his downfall. He understood that his true power lay in embracing his idiosyncrasies and celebrating. You can't be dumb, but you can go a certain way. His uniqueness with a newfound courage, he shattered the chains that bound him, defying societal expectations and embracing his authentic self. Be now for the 5 unique and enigmatic endings. Oliver, having defeated 9/11 adverse and saved his father, returned to his home universe. He confronts his friends about the betrayal, demanding an apology. They realize the errors of the ways, beg for his forgiveness, and promise to never steal his jokes again. Together, they embark on a journey of redemption, using their collective voices to advocate for neurodiversity and acceptance. In a surprising twist, Oliver discovers that his entire journey through the multiverse was a figment of his imagination, was a coping mechanism he had created to escape the harsh engine realities of his life. I'm so blithe. Oh, snap. Fuck it, you want cabron? I told you. No, no one wants this. One more time, got this thing. I know. To retreat from society, wary of judgment as battles and priorly, and this own enigmatic, confounded, newfound clarity, he confronts the fear-headed, finding solace in his own strength and resilience, the same words apparently. A judgment in the face, he decided to retreat from society. He became a recluse, leaving in seclusion in a remote cabin where, oh, this isn't good, and simplicity of life free from expectation and others in his solitude, he discovers a profound sense of peace and self-acceptance. I'm sure. I feel you guys. hops in, all these fakes and friends, and he's, I'm so dandy, you're a tranny, I'm so plainly, oh, we willing to be, hey. As Oliver's continues his journey, lives through the merciless encounters mysteries. Figures who claim and hold the key to his true identity, his figure reveals Oliver is not just a boy, but a being from another dimension sent to the universe to learn and grow. With his newfound knowledge, Oliver embraces his destiny using his uniqueness perspective to bring about positive change in both his home universe and multiverse. In a final unexpected twisted way, Oliver discovers that his entire existence is a simulation created by an advanced civilization to study its complexities of human emotion and identification. Free from the constraints of his simulated life, Oliver and Trent. Oh, it's so good because it just does the archetype from each one. Like you. Oliver becomes a guide for future simulations, helping others navigate the intricacies of their own journeys. Flash.
Lonely feeling deep inside on the corner of my mind. Oh, that's legit. All ChatGPT does find the archetype of every situation, so it can always rapid fire and backups. It's what you trying to do, well. Lonely table guarding me, unsavors avenue. Oh ye, oh Nyan, I'm junkie. Become a junkie for something that gets you paid late. I'm sipping spade. No one like they're like pedo and what? I jerked a cunt. I'm rough like Doug. Doggy.
I'm so smuggy. Oh boy. Let's play you some dog. Shit! Very stupid. And so, the story of the dead dude Go, a boy caught between the worlds of Salinger, Shakespeare, and Poe, come to a close. Whether he find redemption, self-acceptance, or a higher purpose, his journey and lisp serves as a reminder that true power lies on lip. Embracing the food, culinary, or authentic selves, no matter the challenges we do. Ooh, who is this whore? Rina Jamajak. Oh. Oh, damn. Alright, I'm gonna take pics of her quick now. Give me a sec, I'm just gonna work on this hot hoe. Rena Michelle on Facebook. Whoa, I'm not a good person. Who said I want? Oh my goodness. She has a really nice face. And you fall in love with their personality. What keeps you there is their tits. I'm like to my family, you want to read that? Bruce's like, please don't. And he gets so mad and angry. And I'm so keeping it cold, trying to keep me warm. It's like, oh, it's not gonna chop a gulag feel him. Cause I'm squealing and peeling. Fuck your mother, cunts and jokes. You think that I'm so indolent? I moved to Chicago. I'm so growly like a foe. No, I don't trust no one, no cult. I don't care if you train on both. I go with myself, I'm so. I'm gonna talk to writers. I'm gonna talk about books. They'll never hire a hook. Juice, I got bring Gaza and fool. Drum and crack and crank a poon. When I'm talking the Cubana goose, I'm a chama Cubana fool. Sing on like a Viet Cong groove. Oh! Woke rock, woke. Ground herbs and it's my pleasure to kill your words. Syrian Kurd. Everyone hates on me. I'll pick apart your clur, Celtic purr. Amtrak and I'm renting a MOOC. You got another swinging and hook. I'll spit trunk longs into semi-boom. You'll fire me before I'm on stage. Still I can't adapt and a boom. This bone is homegrown. Straight back from Hong Kong, no.
You guys don't like this, so fuck.